So you ever asked yourself, did you ever ask yourself what the purpose is of our life?
Purposes.
Of our life?
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah? You've got an answer?
Mm-hmm.
No. What are we doing with our life? We are born, yeah? And then work all our life, you know, to maintain the body, and then this body dies. Yeah? You get up in the morning, you know, you go to work, yeah, in the evening, yeah, you eat something and then have a few hours and then sleep. Yeah? And for what?
A lot of people do it.
Yeah, I mean, yes, of course, everybody around us does it, yeah. At the time of the Lord Buddha, you know, before the Buddha, Lord Buddha, you know, he was still a prince, yeah. I mean, he went out of his palace, you know, and he looked, you know, he saw people dying, yeah. And then he said, is everybody dying? And then his chariot linker, driver, you know, said, yes, everybody's dying. Next time he went out of the palace, you know, he saw people, you know, getting old. And then he asked, is everybody getting old? Yes, everybody's getting old. So I'm getting old as well. Huh? I'm going to die as well. Huh? Next time he went out, you know, he saw a sick man. Yeah, and he said, is everybody getting sick? Yeah, he said, yes, everybody's getting sick. Everybody getting old. Everybody dies. Yeah? That's it. I'm going to get old. I don't want to die. Yeah, nobody wants to die. Yeah. And then the last time he went out, he saw a recluse, yeah? And he said, well, why is he living a different way? Huh? Why, what is he looking for? Yeah? So he got interested in it. And then he became a recluse himself, yeah? But in the West, we don't have recluses. We don't see them. Yeah? We don't have monks, yeah? Who go on Pindapat every day, yeah? On Armstrong, yeah? In Michigan, you don't have it, yeah? Yeah. So you don't see anything else. That's why you think, you know, everybody around you does the same thing, yeah. They just work, you know, for a living, yeah? Yeah. And the Thais, you know, they work, you know, to eat, yeah. They eat to live, they live to eat and not live, eat to live, yeah. So then we should ask ourselves, what is the purpose of our life, yeah? I mean, we work for the body and then in the end the body dies. I mean, think about, you know, how much, you know, the Westerners now exercise the body, but, you know, in the end they will still die. Huh? No matter what you do, yeah, huh? You will die, yeah? So there must be something else, yeah? And that's what the Lord Buddha found, yeah? So he became recluse, you know, and found the truth, yeah? The truth, the deathless. He found the deathless, yeah? So where people are not born and where they don't die, yeah? And after the meal, you know, he can come and ask questions if you want. If you don't have, you don't need.
I took him to the other temple. He asked me a bunch of questions like, what bring like you guys here, and what's good in the temple, like why you don't spend the life out there, eat good food, and make money and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, why you prefer to be here?
Why do we prefer to be here? Yeah.
He wants to know, like you say.
I mean, actually, I gave you a hint when I talked about the Lord Buddha.
I think I still...
Because, I mean, we work to live, yeah?
Huh? Yes.
And at the end of our life, what do we have? A dead body.
Yeah.
And then next life, we do the same thing. And then the next life, and there's no end, yeah? It's a roller coaster,
yes.
Yeah? You go up, yeah? I mean, you remember riding a roller coaster, you can't wait to get up, yeah?
Yes.
And then you're so happy when you go down. And then you go up again, and then you go down again, yeah? And that is the same thing with Buddhism, yeah? I mean, it tells you, now there are 31 realms of existence, yeah? And the realms above us are the heavenly realm, and the realms below us is the animal realm, the ghost realm, and the hell realm, yeah? And most of us, you know, are born, you know, in order to go down to the hell realm. Huh? Because then, you know, we are not nice people. Huh? We have our problems. We steal this, we lie here, we lie there, you know, we harm other people or beings, yeah, and so on. And that's why we go down. But for myself or for the monks, I mean, there is no satisfaction, yeah? There is no lasting satisfaction, yeah? I mean, of course, if you have money, we can buy something, but how long does the satisfaction last, yeah? And then you want something else, and then you want something else, and there's no end to this wanting, yeah?
Understand.
Yeah? Look at before, you know, it was millionaires, now it is billionaires, you know, and they can't get it, yeah?
Trillion.
And they need more and more, yeah? Yeah? Look at the Bezos, you know, I mean, he has billions, you know, his workers don't get anything. They can't live off the wages, yeah? I mean, what can, you know? And of course, you know, I mean, this will have consequences, yeah? Just like in Christianity, you know, I mean, don't do unto others what you don't want to do on others unto you, yeah? For whatever happens to you is what you have done unto others, yeah? So, I mean, it's not nice, yeah? And Jesus said, you know, what you sow is what you reap, yeah? And you have to ask a farmer, you know, if he sows rice, you know, he will eat rice in his next life, yeah? And if he sows love, you know, you will reap love. If he sows hate, he will reap hate. And whatever we do, you know, sooner or later we'll come back to us. Yeah? And that is the law of karma, and that is very important. If we understand, yeah, but whatever we do will come back to us, yeah? But just like the farmer, you know, who plants his rice, it will not come back instantly. Yeah? You ask the farmer, you know, how long he has to wait, 6 months? Yeah? We do something today, and we have to wait 60 years, at least, you know, around 60 years to come back to us. Yeah? So most of it will come back in the next life. Yeah? That's why the tithe, you know, they don't believe it, you know. They do some merit in the monastery, you know, and when they go out of the door of the monastery, they buy a lottery ticket, you know, and they think that.
I have a dream.
Yeah, yeah. It will come by itself, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, your uncle who dies, you know, your aunt who dies, or you know, something, you know. Yeah, I mean, you don't strike the lottery, but, you know, I mean, it's the same. You strike the lottery because, I mean, you got a job, you know, you get a nice, yeah? Things like that, yeah? It will come back. You don't need to use lottery, yeah? But people don't believe it, yeah? They want to test out. Does it come back already?
Yeah.
You understand?
I don't know how to explain it. You don't believe me. You better listen for somebody else.
It won't come back if it is not ripe, you know, whatever. I mean, you see, you know, whatever fruit tree there is, yeah? The moment the fruits are ripe, they fall off by themselves, you know? You don't have to tell them, yeah? The moment our karma is ripe, it will fall, yeah? And it will fall into our lap, yeah? But most of the time, the karma that comes back to us, we don't like it, yeah? That's why we behave like these Christian people, you know? You heard them, when some misery, you know, befalls them, they run to the church and say, Lord, Lord, take this misery away, take this lesser away from me, yeah? But when they win in the lottery, they don't run to the Lord and say, take this misery away from me.
No.
Only the bad things, yeah?
Yes.
The good things is there, right? The bad things are made by God. Cool God, isn't it? Only, you know, he only gives them the bad things, you know, and the good things come from myself, yeah? Well, I don't think so. So, I mean, why do we become monks, you know? To look for something that is beyond this life, yeah? Or to find a way out, you know, when we are Buddhist monks, you know, to find a way out, yeah? Out of birth and death, you know, that is the cycle, yeah? Like I say, for the Westerners, I mean, they know hamsters, There's no hamster in the hamster wheel. Yeah? He's running, 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 but not going anywhere. And that's us. Yeah? You're running, constantly doing this, doing this, doing that. You know, I mean, even when the life is gone, we run in the next life, you know, run, run, run. Yeah? But when you look from the side, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He just stays still, you know. The only thing that turns is the wheel. Yeah? Yeah? And that's us.
The last couple of days, a car, I say, oh, it's a hamster.
Yeah.
Put your feet down. Let's go. Hurry up. Then the motorcycles go by.
Yeah. And when you withdraw a little bit from the world, you see it much more clearly what is going on. Yeah? I mean, you're born in America. I mean, you're born in America. Actually, that you meet somebody from Asia, you know, it is not common to American people. Yeah? So, I mean, you look at life in a different way than most of your friends, you know, are married to an American. Yeah?
I do.
Yeah?
I always have.
Yeah? And then you come to another country, and actually when you live in another country, I mean, then the moment you come back to your own country, you see how narrow-minded it is. Yeah? How people are so crazy about these things. And, but because you detach yourself, you see things in a different way. And so it's with the monks, they detach themselves and look at life in a very different way. Yeah? And they don't see anything that the people normally attach to. Yeah? I think, you know, what is... I mean, when I look a little bit closer, you know, I mean, why do they attach to shit, you know, that is sticky, but it is warm.
Our phone. Where are our phone? Where's my phone?
Our life is nowadays in the smartphones. They can't let go of their smartphones. When you look at the bus or train or airplane, everybody plays with his smartphone. He doesn't even know who's sitting next to him. And when they lose their smartphone, their life is lost. Yeah? I mean, how did we live 10 years ago? Huh?
But we have 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you had music, USB sticks with music.
Yeah.
But before that, you had CDs. Yeah?
CD,
and before that,
Walkman.
You had Walkman, with cassettes. Yeah,
yeah. Addictive personality.
And bank phone. Bank phone, long time ago.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
But you're not that old. You're 30, 39, 40? What? How old?
46.
46.
Sometimes I look older next to her, or sometimes I might look younger.
Because of the...
73.
In the ox. So, there were already cassette tapes. But anyway, so that's why we see, you know, there's no contentment, or there's no real contentment to be found in life, and that's why we... withdraw. Yeah? And therefore, what is the purpose of our life? You know, if you just work for this body, you know, and then this body dies, you know, it doesn't make sense. Yeah? If we don't, yeah? If you don't look after the driver of the car, yeah? I mean, think about the body as your car. Of course, you have to look after your car if you want to drive it. Yeah?
Yes.
But all what you need to do is fill in some oil, fill in, you know, gas, you know, and air and whatever, and do give it a maintenance. Yeah. But you don't work, you know, you don't care enough. You have to care about the driver that it doesn't wreck the car. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? And the driver of the car, of the body, you know, is the chitta. Yeah? Well, what you could say is something like a soul or something like that, yeah? Because that is what is going into the next life, actually. And with it goes all the karma that we build up. And that is not nice, you know? Because we have done some bad karma, yeah? Every one of us does bad karma, yeah? I mean, when I ordained, you know, I looked back at my life and I saw, I mean, I've done really some bad karma that sends me to hell for, I mean, how many years, yeah? 40, 50, 60, 70 years, you're not just going back, huh? Going to hell. So if you don't find it, well, if you don't find a way out of the hamster wheel, yeah, at least open the door so that we know there's a door. Yeah? Even in the hamster wheel, there's a door. Yeah? But most of the time, you know, somebody from outside opens it. And it is much more difficult, you know, for the hamster, you know, to find the door and kick it open. Yeah. So that's where the Lord Buddha came in. He told us how to open the door. Yeah. And now we can open the door and get out of the hamster wheel. Yeah? And then there's no more birth and there's no more death. Yeah? Okay. Understood?
Can you go to hell from attending?
What? What? Camping, what?
Gambling.
Gambling. That's not good.
Gamble.
Yeah, yeah, Nevada.
A lot.
Very nice.
You just ruin your life. Yeah?
I ruin my life.
I mean, not only ruin your life, but your relationship and everything. Gambling is such an addiction, you know, it's the same as alcohol or drugs, yeah? I mean, people just ruin their life, yeah? From now on, don't do it. You don't win anything.
It's a vicious cycle, a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is a very vicious cycle. You win a little bit and lose much, yeah? And then, you know, after a while, you know, you lose so much, you win a little bit and think, now it's my strain of luck, no?
I opposite. I win a lot, and then lose a lot.
Win a lot.
Why don't you stop when you win a lot? No? You win to win more. There's no end to more. Tell yourself that.
I understand. Right now, I understand. I haven't gambled almost 1 month.
Because you can't.
I can't. No gambling.
Yeah, here in Thailand, that's good. Except Thailand.
Except what? No, my issue is inside the casino, not outside the casino.
Inside the casino.
I don't show him any place.
Yeah, I'm a little bit Okay, so any more questions?
Go read books.
Yeah.
Go read book. No, when we went to the other location, what was the name?
Mat Papanta.
Yeah.
And her friends. Mm-hmm. I think you already tell him.
Yeah.
I kept asking, what they say.
I've been to
several temples, but not with a lot of monks. Mm. And when we come, we always curious. I am curious. I don't know about other people. I'm sure it's the same. Mm. And
what are they saying?
In the difference, like in the back of my mind, I know there's always something different. Maybe that's why I'm different in the state. You know, I attracted the Asian. We go, I'm different than my whole family. You know, they when I leave, they're like, oh, what about the corona? I go, it's been there for the corona, the disease, the virus.
Oh.
What about the virus? You know, virus is everywhere. I go, there's more viruses.
The biggest virus is the human being.
Yeah. I go, there's bigger viruses in the U.S. I go, nothing in Thailand. I'm going. They must call me. You think it's going to be okay to come back? You think you're traveling okay? I go, maybe I stay. Maybe I stay in Thailand.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
I go, there's no coronavirus here.
Well, there probably is, you know.
There is. It's all hush.
But not here.
No.
I mean, it is always in congested cities, yeah? I mean, people, you know. But here, fresh air. Everywhere, nature, fresh air, few people, yeah.
You really like it, yeah, it's very quiet.
It's quiet, you know. We have no very busy street, a lot of people. How many monks are here?
Seven monks?
Seven?
Seven and one name, yeah.
That's about average?
Yeah, it's about, yeah. It can be 10 or it can be 8 or it can be 6 or whatever.
How long have you been here?
Here in this temple I've been 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. Okay. But in Pandat I've been 16 or 17 years.
From where did you come from?
Oh, Germany.
Germany.
A real German.
Dude, off the internet.
Authentic German.
How did you come?
Yeah, because I asked this question, why am I alive? Yeah, what is the purpose of my life? Yeah, and nobody. Now you have to believe in God. I said, I can't believe in this God. Yeah. I mean, who sends somebody to hell and the next he sends to heaven? I mean, I don't like this authoritarian, yeah? and slowly I came into this Buddhism. But the Buddhism in the West is so completely mixed up and messed up, yeah? So in the end, you know, I did not ordain there. Then somebody gave me this book, yeah? And I read it and said, who is this master? I have to see it. Yeah? And it was Lungpa Mahapo. And then I came to Thailand and stayed there until he died. Yeah? And after that, I looked just for another place, you know, until I found this place.
Yeah, it seems very peaceful. Very
yeah? Calming, it is peaceful.
Calming, peaceful.
But, you know, I mean, that's... People can't stay here because, I mean, the unpeacefulness or the restlessness is in the heart, yeah? So they see this peacefulness, you know, they stay for half a day, but it's too quiet.
I used to have a cabin in northern Michigan.
Yeah.
When I go up there, I would not want to go home.
Oh, okay.
I go up there, I go fish, I go in the woods, I get lost in the woods on purpose.
Yeah.
Find my way out.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's okay. Yeah. But not everybody is made like this. Yeah.
I hunt, and sometimes I stay almost all night in the middle of the woods, and then walk out, and you hear the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, you think of bear.
The wolves, yeah.
You think of bear. The woods don't scare me. The bear scares me. Where I was at, only black bear. Brown bear will come. Black bear, I could run from you.
No, the brown bears are more dangerous, yeah? Or the grizzly.
Brown grizzly. Yeah, they'll come.
Yellowstone. I saw a horde of grizzlies. Yeah?
So you've been monk 20 years?
24 years, yeah?
24 years. How old?
Probably, you know, the moment she was 4.
She's old?
She's older.
Older
she's
than 24? 30s?
What is it? 34?
38.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Oh, 60.
60?
63.
So, 40. You come home. Or 39.
You want to stay a couple of days? I pick you up.
Ah.
She keeps saying, you want to stay a couple of days? I pick you up Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is up to you. You can stay here.
So people come and go all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes stay one day.
No, normally I would suggest, you know, that people stay at least, you know, 10 days or something.
10
like
days.
That. But, you know, the Thais come for two nights, yeah. They stay 2 days. Yeah? Some people, you know, one day that is not enough. Yeah?
The people in the
yeah?
white.
Yeah, they stay. You know, I mean, some of them stay for months. Yeah, 6 months. You know, I mean, the Indonesian, you know, stay for 6 months. Yeah? Other people stay for 3 months. Yeah? Other people stay for 3 weeks. Normally, most of the people. At least 10 days or 2 or 3 weeks.
You stayed before, right?
But the Thais, you know, stay a little bit less. Yeah?
How long did you stay?
8 days.
8 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't talk at all. You don't want to talk.
Where did you stay? What?
Wat Phan Karam, Cha Cheung Sao. Chat Tin Sao. It's like 2 hours away from Bangkok.
What?
2 hours away from Bangkok.
Yeah.
And that's the temple. It takes a lot of people, like the whole class. Is, like,
okay.
Yeah. I just do the same thing every day. But eat two times.
Eat two times.
Yeah.
Here, eat only
one time.
We eat only in the morning. We eat only in the morning.
I like eat every 2 hours.
Yeah, eat every 2 hours.
Okay.
My sugar. Wow.
This is all the kilesas. I mean, if the sugar drops, it does happen. Then, you know, what does the body do? It burns up the fat to get the sugar.
Fast.
And that is the first time you see it. It is a little bit painful, But, you know, I mean, you will get used to it.
I do it in the state 1 week.
Fasting?
Fasting. A lot of my friends now, they do the intermittent fasting. They lose a lot. I'm at my heaviest. I used to always be 160. I'm 200.
200 pounds. That's quite a lot. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.